Karen Dass is with us to review the book she's been reading, which is called Hagstone, and it's by Sinead Gleeson. Kia ora, Karen.
Kia ora, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. What's been good. Happening on an Irish island in this debut novel, I think?
Oh, I just loved it. I'm so excited to bring you this book today. I've read a lot of books already this year, but Hagstone by Sinead Gleeson is my favourite novel of 2024 so far. We love our Irish writers in New Zealand, so if people are yet to discover the luminous wonders that is Sinead Gleeson's writings, I can happily recommend her. She's a writer, critic and broadcaster, and her 2019 collection of essays, Constellations, was one of my favourite books. Unflinching, generous, a look at trauma, the body, illness, pain, faith, pregnancy, motherhood, with these amazing flashes of art criticism and political commentary. And I reviewed it here with you back then, and I just loved it. So I was really excited about her debut novel, Hagstone. And it's this intensely atmospheric look at art, solitude, community, folklore, human nature, the mysteries of faith, and the magic of the natural world. So it's set on an unforgivingly wild and remote island off Ireland's harsh west coast. And Nell is an artist whose durational visual works and sonic installations are inspired by the amazing rugged landscape around her. And it's a small island where everybody knows everybody's business. But the island's one mystery is a commune of women known as the Indians. Now, I think I'm pronouncing that right. And they've receded from society for an egalitarian life of simplicity and peace high up on these ragged cliffs in Rathglass, which is an old convent. And there's gossip from the mainland that suggests they're a cult. And one day, Nell receives a letter from the Indians commissioning her to create an artwork to celebrate their 30th anniversary, to give people an insight into who they are and what they've strived for to create as a modern self-sufficient community. So she becomes basically the first outsider invited into Rathglass. So Nell is such a great character, a really strong, independent woman with a really strong sense of self. She's got a love of art and the natural world, and some people on the island say that with her interest in herbs and gardening that she's a witch. I think in this way, like the Indians, she's a bit of an outsider too. The island is also plagued by a mysterious oral phenomenon known as the sound. And not everyone can hear the sound, and it comes on with no warning or pattern, and it triggers all these unexplained happenings on the island, and it's driven some people mad. I loved this component of the book. It's kind of mysterious. So Rathglass begins to close in on Nell, and it becomes apparent that even this utopian enclave isn't immune to corruption and factions forming. But, you know, if the Indians don't stick together, the whole concept, the whole structure will fall apart. And there's a sense of Nell torn between keeping her distance to maintain a clear-sighted eye, you know, for her commemorative peace, or intervening in the things that she sees going on. Now, you know, Gleeson is such an elusive writer with such lushly evocative style. It's quite similar to the writer Sarah Moss, who I really love. And I think fans of Margaret Atwood will love this book too. She's such a good world builder, just so finely tuned into the natural world, and her descriptive use of language is really remarkable. Just the way it's so attentive, it's just kind of mind-blowing. She describes a metallic roux of frost smeared on the grass, and a ladder is described as being measled with rust, and there's lots of amazing descriptions of the sea being mackerel-coloured, and the compost heap has an oily stink, so it's very sensory and very evocative. And I also really love that the island's flora and fauna really come to life. Pepper dulse is known as the truffle of the sea, and she forages tooth rack, and there's ancient hedgerows, bloody cranesbill, clover, clematis, honeysuckle bloom on this, you know, harsh landscape. So it really places you in the world. And I think this vivid sense and kind of pastoral detail, along with Hagstone's underlying sense of unease, and there's a dramatic conclusion, it reminded me of the classic folk horror film The Wicker Man. So I think people who like that film,
Right.
Will love this book.
Very good. Good for a debut too, yeah?
Fantastic debut novel.
Thank you very much. Karen Dass has reviewed Hagstone by Sinead Gleeson. It's published by Fourth Estate. Thank you very much, Claire.